Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. I guess this morning we get to find out who the non-hunters are. Because I would imagine if you were a hunter, you'd probably be out looking. Are there any announcements for today?
Good morning. Hi. I have a couple announcements this morning. The first one is about our Consecration Sunday. I thought we could share an update with you. First of all, we'd like to thank you for your faithful commitment to Christ Lutheran Church. Based on the completed estimate of giving cards, last year's giving records of those persons who have consistent giving patterns but did not complete estimate of giving cards. Our church income from non-donor sources like interest, rentals, and fees, and then an average total of loose offerings during the past 3 years. Based on all of that, the anticipated regular income for 2018 is $239,697. And this is a 7% increase in total regular giving from last year. So, yes, thank you. And those gifts allow Christ Lutheran to do a wide variety of ministry and mission at the local, state, national, and international levels. Our gifts fund our ministry support staff here at Christ Lutheran, enabling our congregation to be spiritually led and fed to share God's word and mission to people of all ages. Our gifts fund our church building maintenance and improvements to allow us to continue to provide a place of worship, community, fellowship, and outreach opportunities at all age levels. Our gifts allow our Christ Lutheran Church family to serve and carry out our mission statement that Christ is for all. We are called to share God's love through worship, music, teaching, serving, and sharing our gifts. So thank you all very much. And the second announcement, most of you have probably received a letter from the congregation or from the church council. If not, it may be in your mailbox. I understand there were a lot of late deliveries of mail last night, so hopefully you'll have it in your mailbox today. But the church council has called a special congregational meeting for Sunday, December 3rd at 10 a.m. here in the sanctuary following our worship service. The sole purpose of this meeting is to act upon a recommendation from the congregation council to extend a letter of call to Reverend Randy Scow Anderson to be the pastor of Christ Lutheran Church. A letter announcing this meeting was sent to all members of Christ Lutheran, and included with the letter was a brief introduction and a ministry history for Pastor Randy. We ask you to hold our congregation in prayer so that what we discern in selecting a pastor might be guided by the Holy Spirit. Pray, too, for Pastor Randy as he discerns whether or not God is calling him to lead us. This is a very important and exciting time for our congregation, so we hope to see you on December 3rd. And just a side note that following that meeting that day in the fellowship hall, we'll have our usual coffee fellowship time as well as the Christmas sale by the CLCW. So those will go on as scheduled, but just after the meeting. Thank you.
Good morning. And I'm up here to push for the sale. Our Christmas sale is going to be on December 2nd, Saturday, and that's going to be open to the public. And then we will continue it on to Sunday and probably Monday night. So this is a replacement for our pork supper. So it is one of our events, one of our two events for money making throughout the year. And we need everybody's help. to make us a success. We're trying something new, and hopefully it'll work for us. And all the profit goes back to the church for all our many needs. We have quilts for sale, but we need knitting, crocheting, embroidery, slightly used Christmas decorations, and a lot of baked goods. We're really in need of baked goods for that those days. And everything in by November 28th to the 30th, and the baked goods on the 30th and the morning of the 2nd. And then the most important, just tell your friends and neighbors that it's going to be happening, and thank you very much.
Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose name is majestic in all the earth, who rescues and heals in every time of trouble, who does all things well.
Amen.
Let us come before God seeking forgiveness and life. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins and heal our hurts. Bring forth from us a harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. Your transgressions are forgiven. God's love is healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up to new life in Christ.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace of Christ that we have through his forgiveness with one another. Peace be with you. 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 Peace be with you, Mary. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, babe. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
I'm sorry.
Peace be with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Let us pray. Righteous God, our merciful Master, you own the earth and all its peoples, and you give us all that we have. Inspire us to serve you with justice and wisdom, and prepare us for the joy of the day of your coming. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated for the readings.
Good morning. The first reading comes from Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 7 and verses 12 through 18. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guests. At that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the people who rest complacently on their dregs. Those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do harm. Their wealth should be plundered, and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The warrior cries aloud there. The day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring such a disaster or distress upon people that they shall walk like the blind. Because they have sinned against the Lord, their blood shall be poured out like dust and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his passion, the whole earth shall be consumed. For a full, a terrible end, he will make of all the inhabitants of the earth. The word of the Lord. Today's psalm is Psalm 90, verses 1 through 6. Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or the land of the earth was born, from age to age you were our God.
You turn us back to the dust and say, "Turn back, O children of earth." You sweep them away like a dream. They fade away suddenly like the grass. The second reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then, let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25. Jesus said to the disciples, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you have handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, you wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Get all of the three, if I've counted correctly, children, come on up. I'll just sit like up here, because the whole reason I didn't give an announcement today was that I rolled it into my children's sermon. Oh, come on, Jack, please. And I lost Ian too. All right, whatever. I'll sit here. Have a seat.
Can I come?
You can come.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah, why not, right? Everyone. Good. This is like everyone. That's weird. It feels weird. Although it felt weird when I subbed first grade on Friday, and they were like this sea of faces. It was a little weird. All right, anyway. So my question this morning was going to be, do you read books about magic?
No.
Okay, now that's an outright lie. We do. We read books about magic. Have you watched any movies where magic happens?
Yeah,
we do. Do you think magic is real?
No.
Let's ask them. Do you think magic is real? Well, there's a whole lot of heads going like this. And there's like, nose. Guess what? Magic is totally real. Totally real. There was some serious magic going on in this building this last week. Very serious magic. Do you know what it was? Okay, I'll get there. All of these people and a whole lot of other people made magic. All of them and you are magicians. Poof. Is that how it worked? Not quite, right? Not quite. I'm going to read a verse. And it turns out I kind of got to that verse by doing today's stuff, and then I found out that this is actually what we're going to read next Sunday for the gospel. Sorry. Do we just count it as two? I don't know. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you gave them to me. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Let's think about that for a little bit. Jesus gave us the magic to take care of other people. Wait for it, because I've got some numbers. And I know you're good with your numbers, so let's try them. I'm going to give you two. Come on up here. Come on up. So I'm going to give you two numbers, and you tell me which one is bigger. We have a 10, and we have a 15. Which one is bigger?
15.
You hold that one up. All right. 15 was bigger than 10. Okay. Guess what? Here, you hold that one over here. Hold it way over here. Guess what? This was the number of Thanksgiving meals that our church did last year. Completely. Guess what? This over here, magic, right? Magically got bigger by 5. That's how many meals our church alone is giving. Thanksgiving meals is giving completely this year. That's a pretty big magic. Are you ready for bigger magic? Okay, wait for it. Here we go. I've got two more numbers. I've got 96
and 79.
Which one is bigger? You take it in this hand again. You take which number is bigger. Okay, we're going to work on numbers at home. 96 is bigger than 79. It's, you know, when it's your own, it's just so embarrassing. So magically, from last year, we made our blessing bag kits for the homeless here in Menominee. We magically this year changed our number from 79 to 96. 96 kits are going to be packed today, this morning. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. That is huge magic. I'll take that back. Thank you. Those are really big magics, aren't they? Right? Now, it talked about in our gospel today to not hide away what was given to us, right?
Right, Mama.
It's really unnerving. It's really unnerving. Jesus gives us so many things, doesn't he? He gives us gifts, like money. He gives us time. Can't look at her. He gives us time. He gives us things. And are we supposed to hide them away?
No.
What are we supposed to do?
Keep them out.
Keep them out? What do we do when they are out?
Play with them.
We could use them and we can give them away, right?
And play with them.
We could play with them. We can give them away to people who really need those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome job. Give me five. So we're all going to go out into the world and be magicians, mm-hmm. right? Giving of what God gave us.
Right, Mama.
All right, let's go be magicians.
Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Next Sunday will be the last Sunday of this church year, and then the first Sunday in December we will start the season of Advent, starting a whole new church year in motion. This Sunday, traditionally, this Sunday and the Sundays that came before, a couple of them, the readings focus on the dark things of life. And that reading from Zephaniah was really quite something, if you really listened to it or followed along. And then at the end of it, we say, you know, thank you, Lord, for this word you've given us. But the word was, the people were looking for the day of the Lord, because they felt that on the day of the Lord, God was going to settle accounts. And he, for one time, was going to bring in before him all his enemies. And he was going to let them have it. And so the people kept looking for this day of the Lord to come. But Zephaniah says to the people, watch out what you're looking for, because it's going to be a nasty day for everybody, including you, Israelites. Because God is going to look at the hypocrisy of our faith. He's going to look at the hypocrisy of what we proclaim as his followers. And the judgment will fall on all of us for how we have fallen short. There is a survey that is intended for transition team. Was that the name of it, right? The transition team, written by a Lutheran pastor. And one of the goals, or one of the things that it cites, is if it's really a healthy congregation, they will have excellent worship. What is excellent worship? These past few weeks, during Reformation time throughout the world, Roman Catholics and Lutherans have gotten together and have had really quite stirring worship services, with the best of music, the best of choirs and orchestras, and and trumpets and all you could ask for. It's been done with all the pageantry that you could ever hope to see. But does that make it any better than if you've got 10 or 12 people gathered in a shabby room with the one who is serving as pastor? And it may be a group of people who are struggling with drugs and alcoholism, and their family members who are there with them, a majority of the people in the congregation. Is their worship without any piano, without any pageantry, and the voices probably would never be asked to sing at Carnegie Hall in New York. But is that worship any less beautiful to God? What makes worship is not how grandiose it is or how excellent it might be, but what makes worship is what's in here. What's in our hearts? Why have we come here today? One of the things we've come here today is to unload before God what's been troubling us in our own life. That God says to us that, you know, what has been in the darkness will be brought to the light. And we sure are finding it out as we listen to the news these last few weeks in our own country. As people of all stripes, of all levels of prominence in our own country, in politics and entertainment, people are having their past brought before everyone. And it seems like for one of the times, our country is starting to give credence to the women when they bring their charges against the men and what the men, how they have abused them. And the tables are beginning to turn, and so that honesty becomes something that is more valued in our country. The truth becomes more important for us. And so we all come before God to confess, to unload our past before Him and say to God, you know, for Jesus' sake, will you please forgive me for this burden that I have carried all this time? And the word we're longing to hear is, I forgive you because of Jesus Christ. And so we go forward. The passage that we had from the gospel reading for today talks about a master who is giving, he's going to be gone for a long time. If he's going for the winter down south somewhere or whatever, but he's going to be gone for a long time. And he leaves what he has in charge of three of his slaves. To one he gives 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to their ability. As Christians, when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we're all given gifts, each one of us, different gifts, and each of them in different amounts. And so there's no place for us to boast about what we have done with what we have received. But in humility, we use what we have to the best of our ability. Let's take 3 bus drivers. One bus driver, very good bus driver, all 3, adequate bus drivers. But when every kid gets on the bus in the morning, the bus driver says to him, hello, how are things going with you today? And that bus driver knows each of the students, and he tries to pay attention to each of them as they're sitting in their seats, and he can tell who the ones are that nobody wants to sit next to, or the ones that kids are picking on. And so he makes a special effort to let that child know, you are special to me. Another bus driver, a second bus driver, he's good. good bus driver. When the kids get on, he says, hello. They go sit down. But he's busy making sure he is the best bus driver. And when he's done with his work for the day, he goes home. The third bus driver, also a good bus driver, but it's a job. And he's there concentrating to make sure that he's safe with the bus. But he doesn't say anything to the kids. He doesn't really care that much about them. For him, it's a job. And he does that part of it well. In a sense, that's how it was with the three gifts that God gave. So one, he took his job very seriously, but he also took the kids into account. To another, he went through the motions of saying hi to them, but not that same care, whereas the third one was only interested in his job. Another couple of examples. Jesus called his servants to him, and to one he gave a beautiful flower. I do think it's fake, but it's still beautiful as it is. To another he gave a wash rag. Nice, nice wash rag. And to the third he gave a water balloon. And those were the gifts that he gave to each of them. And he said for them to use the gifts that he had given them. And after he comes back, the first person that he gave the gift to, of the plant, he came back to his master and he said, look, I've gotten you another one. And the master says, ah, well done. Enter into the joy of being with your master. To the second one, he comes back and he says, here's that wash rag that you gave me. Doesn't look so good anymore, but I've used it. I've used it for wiping up all kinds of messes on the floors and kids' scraped knees and bloody knees and all that kind of stuff. And I just kept using it and using it and using it. But in the process, I've gotten myself another washcloth. And so now I've got two. And this one, too, is starting to look a little frayed and everything. But we've been busy doing what we can, as we heard, to help those in need. Well done, good and faithful servant. The third servant comes up and says, here's your water balloon. It's just like you gave it to me. What I did was I hid it. And so nobody could do anything with it, so I wouldn't lose it. Here, I give it back to you. And the master says, take that water balloon from him and give it to the one with the beautiful flowers. And this water can be used to water those flowers. And so Jesus says, that's how we are to use the gifts that he has given to us. Not to bring praise and glory to ourselves, but we do it in thanksgiving to him as his servants. What we have received, we received as a gift. And what we do with it, we do as a gift back to him. You and I have been blessed in so many ways. And we'll have a service on Thursday night focusing on ways that each one of us confesses that we have been blessed. Let us think between now and then of specific ways that God has blessed us. And as we join in worship on Wednesday evening, we'll write them down. And we'll place them in a basket, an offering basket to God. And then if the weather holds out, you know, we'll take them out back to our fire pit and we'll offer them as a burnt offering up to God, as a way to say thank you to Him for what you have granted to us, especially for our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and join in singing our next hymn.
Let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the offering. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. Welcoming God's reign of righteousness and mercy, let us pray with people of every time and place. We pray for the church. Enliven its witness in ecumenical ministries, feeding programs, and new ventures. Open our hearts to friendships that share faith and open our mouths to share your good news. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for parks and open spaces, for clean air and clear water. Help us protect places where we are reminded of God's work in creation and find renewal. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who have been and still are today enslaved, trafficked, or oppressed. Make clear the needs of those who are silenced by suffering, that we may listen and bring to an end their exploitation. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who cry out for healing, hope, or help, and for those for whom we have promised to pray, especially Maxine, Kathy, Lexan, Phyllis, Gordon and Carolyn, Julie, Lavera, Maxine, Ray, Sandy, Frank, Jerrain, Eileen, Sean, Lavone, Sam, the family of Nethus Peterson, the family of artist Teagarden, the Baraka Parish in Malawi and Pastor Francis, all those who serve in our military and their families, and all our members and friends residing in care facilities or confined to their homes. Bring relief to caregivers and surround those who are lonely with your powerful presence. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for this congregation and the talents and treasures each person brings. Bring new talents to blossom among us as we encourage and build up one another. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, our dwelling place in all generations, we remember with thanksgiving all who have died in you, especially Nethus Peterson and artist Teagarden. Teach us to count our days as gifts from you, Lord, in your mercy. Receive these prayers and the hopes and concerns of our hearts, O God, as we entrust into your loving care all for whom we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God. Through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, for all is prepared.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen.
Let us rise for the blessing. Like children in the arms of Jesus, receive blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
Peace, Christ is with you.